I would like to talk about travel substitution after the World Trade Center attack in terms of a time series analysis. There are, first, there are no disclosures of any relationship, and I should mention also that my estimates are slightly revised, I think improved from the version you may have read in the abstract. I will note what I did, what I accomplished, and there are four objectives. First, to apply time series analysis models to a significant, by now historical, public health event. Demonstrate the unobserved component modeling strategy, discuss intervention effects following a distributed lag function, and test the travel substitution hypothesis, which has been proposed. Unfortunately, we are all aware that the immediate effect of the terror attack on 9/11 resulted in approximately 2,750 lives lost. There have been literally, there's a whole website on the after effects of the attack, and there are studies on respiratory distress, also on post-traumatic stress disorder. It's quite interesting literature. The indirect effects have, or hidden effects, so-called by some, have not received that much attention, probably because they are indirect. Gigerenzer, who I think was first, hypothesized the dread effect after this. If you remember, airline travel dropped by about 40% in October, September, October of 2001, and then just slowly ramped up again over the next few years. So knowing that, the expectation is that some of the people who didn't fly may have chosen substituted automobile travel, and so they put themselves at some injury and mortality risk doing this. Gigerenzer did a very simple time series analysis and estimated about 1,000 to 1,500 additional life lost on, and he thought it was primarily on rural highways. A more sophisticated study by Blaylock and others used an econometric techniques and looked at non-commercial traffic deaths. They estimate, and they used data from 1994 to 2003, and their estimate of additional lives lost is about 2,300. There are several papers, and they seem to increase the estimate over time. They also found that the effect seems to be rapidly diminishing. Some other researchers have looked at additional travel, which we would expect if some people substitute travel modalities. And there was, in the 3 months following, increased travel, about 3% increase, as I remember. Now, there are some research questions which remain unanswered. First of all, is the travel substitution effect just temporary, one limited to 1 or 2 years, or did it last longer? And there's also the question, could there be a permanent effect? Because after 2001, we have the federal TSA, Travel Security Administration, which everybody experiences these days, and that, I think, is considered by most people an inconvenience, and so some people may decide that they will not use air travel if it is, the destination is within reach by automobile. And then that's always a good question, are there any other confounding predictors? Also, I should say that the business recession, we had a business recession just around that time of the attack, and that usually depresses the number of motor vehicle fatalities. 1% increase in unemployment generates an effect of 2 to 3% reduction in mortalities. You will see that in a graph later. So a little bit more formal statement of the travel substitution hypothesis. What we, if if it actually happened, we would expect that as of October 2001, we should see an increase in motor vehicle traffic deaths. There should be some sort of gradual decay. We don't know how fast. The effect should start after 9/11. I started it in October with monthly data, and it should be statistically significant. Those of you who are familiar with AREMA terminology will find the algebraic formulation of a distributed lag function in the last bullet, where it starts with F and there is a backshift operator, and we're interested in the numerator as well as in the delta denominator effect. That's a pulse function starting at 94, which is the 94th month in my series, starting with January 1994. Yep. All right. Since this function is not that easy to visualize, I show you how I operationalized it. It's basically a variable coded zero up to September 2001, then set at 1 in October, and after this you have the exponential decay at various decay rates. And if you set delta equal to 1, that's the limiting case, you actually get a step function, and that would signify a permanent effect. I think I have to move forward pretty quickly. I looked at this was in AREMA first because it was more familiar, but then I got across the unobserved component model methodology. This allows a more flexible way to model the time series, which you will see. In general, there are four components. One is the trend component in time series. Another is the seasonal component. There may be one or several cyclical components. And then there's the irregular component, which follows a white noise or Gaussian distribution. And then we can have a number of predictor variables in the model. Now, there is a price to pay for additional flexibility. And this is just the way this is set up. There is an observation equation, and here I just used the local level model, which contains a trend and a seasonal component and an irregular component. So no cycles and no predictor variables. That's sort of the basic version. But I allow in the state equations to have the level being variable, the slope, if there is one, be variable, and even the seasonal dummies can vary each time period. The estimation technique which is used as the Kalman filter, which was developed in 1960 and has been used in time series analysis more frequently. It comes from engineering. The general strategy is build a basic time series, BSM basic structural model, add variables including our distributed lag effect, check for model improvement, re-estimate until we find the best model, and I threw in another wrinkle. I demanded that we are not just fitting a good model, but hopefully you can predict with that model as well. So the last 10 observations are used for prediction or validation. There are a couple of variables. First, our dependent variable is motor vehicle traffic death count recorded by FAS. Independent, there are three macroeconomic variables, the unemployment rate, new building and housing permits, which are added on later. That's created some model improvement. Average gasoline prices, and then two climate variables and a epidemiological exposure, leap year correction, because we have every 4 years one additional day, and that actually makes a difference. And then naturally our intervention term. This is the time series of motor vehicle traffic deaths from 94 to 2010. The World Trade Center attack is indicated by the red vertical bar. If you worked with time series, there's not an immediate strong impact? You see shift in level or anything? At least I didn't see it. So great seasonality, and then definitely non-stationarity at the in level or perhaps slope at the end of the series. That doesn't come out that well. The important predictors are in the top two slides. These are the unemployment rate in green. You see during the recession period, which are shaded in gray, we have a great surge in unemployment rate, and also the housing permits. You see how they decreased, and just recently, which is not included on that graph, do we see some uptake. Gasoline prices, greatest volatility in the recessionary periods, and then the climate variables are self-explanatory. Results. The basic structural model, which allows for stochastic level, stochastic slope, and the deterministic seasonal dummy, fits the observed series very well. And it's shown in an adjusted R-square value of 0.89. Within sample, we have less than 3% error on average prediction error, and out of sample, however, do poorly, 11.4%. Actually, if you look carefully, we underpredict systematically. Now, let me fast forward to the final model, and that took quite a bit of time to get to. There's quite a bit of number crunching and comparisons. 5 minutes? Yeah. Yeah, okay. This final model, within sample, there is it's an improved model. The fit is better, but the main improvement is in our out-of-sample prediction. On average, there's only 3.2% error. And I'll show you a close-up of the... This is the decomposition in these three components which are built in. I have to put on some speed. The distributional characteristics of the residuals are acceptable. There's not a problem with outliers. There's maybe one autocorrelation. And this is actually a very nice picture of the forecast accuracy as you hope if you're in the forecasting business. The first 3 months we really hit the payload. Obviously there are final estimates, and the first row is the most important. Also, the other coefficients matter as well. The World Trade Center pulse coefficient was estimated with a 1 month delayed lag of 0.93. which is a gradual decay and indicates that we had, as of October 2001, 240 additional traffic fatalities on U.S. highways. And if you follow the decay, that means that we have only 48% after 1 year, about 18% of that effect after 2 years. If I remember correctly, 8% after 3 years, and after 5 years, it's basically zero, it's 1%. But there is no tail end restriction in this function. A close-up, I show you a close-up that you see what the propagation of the travel substitution effect looks like, and I overlaid the actual observation. So it looks very appealing if you have worked with time series data, at least from that's what I think. Very quickly, according to my estimates, we lost about 3,430 lives on highway as a result of travel substitution. That's about 50% higher than the closest estimate. I also tried, since I don't know whether it follows a distributed lag function, I tried something simpler, a ramp function over 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. The three-year fits about as well, but the area under the curve is larger, and so the estimate comes out to close to 4,000 lives lost. I added in a permanent effect that was not statistically significant. It was positive, but we can't claim that there is a TSA-related effect. And there are some limitations. The model fit depends upon what kind of predictor variables you fit in the model, and then these decay parameters generate very similar in a small range, very similar AIC values. Let me run on the study finds. The study findings are consistent with the presence. Consistence, they don't prove anything, but consistent with the temporary travel substitution effect after the World Trade Center attack. More people died on public highways due to travel substitution in the wake of the World Trade Center attack than on the day of the attack, which is, I think, an interesting observation. People seem to underestimate the fatality risk of automobile travel compared to commercial air transport. And that's it.